from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. U.S. Secretary of State calls upon nations to further isolate North Korea. Following three North Korean ballistic missile tests in successive months, U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson made his United Nations debut today, chairing a high-level Security Council session on the threat posed by Pyongyang's quest to build a nuclear bomb and calling on the body to take action before North Korea does. Jeff Custer has more from Washington.
As he moderated the special Security Council session, Tillerson said the threat of a North Korean nuclear attack on Seoul or Tokyo is real, and it is likely only a matter of time before North Korea develops the capability to strike the U.S. mainland. He said, given North Korea's accelerating rhetoric, the United States cannot idly stand by.
For too long, the international community has been reactive in addressing North Korea. Those days must come to an end. Failing to act now on the most pressing security issue in the world may bring catastrophic consequences. We have said this before, and it bears repeating. The policy of strategic patience is over.
Tillerson urged the international community to fully implement UN sanctions and to suspend or downgrade diplomatic relations with Pyongyang. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
Now, several foreign ministers attended today's high-level session, including China's Wang Yi. He deflected President Trump's recent calls on Beijing to solve the North Korean problem. He said the key to solving the nuclear issue on the peninsula does not lie on the Chinese side. China's position remained consistent, with the minister calling for North Korea to stop its nuclear and ballistic missile activities and return to its international commitments. He also called on other parties to work constructively for the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. This is VOA News. New documents show President Trump's Foreign National Security Advisor Michael Flynn took more than $500,000 from Turkey and tens of thousands of dollars from Russian interests after being warned in 2014, when he retired as an Army general, not to accept payments from foreign governments. Stephen Lynch is a member of the U.S. House of Representatives. He was asked if charges might be filed against Michael Flynn.
I think charges and prosecution, that's a question for the prosecutorial branch. Ours is just to get the information and make sure that the American people are well-informed and well-served.
White House spokesman Sean Spicer answered questions about how Flynn obtained security clearance to be a part of the Trump administration.
Every individual came into this White House, either applied for a security clearance or had one. Everyone in the government goes through the same SF-86 process, every single person.
The U.S. military says it is probing whether Michael Flynn failed to obtain required prior approval before accepting money from foreign governments. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley stepped up her rhetoric against Russia, saying more pressure needs to be put on Moscow to stop the war in Syria.
And I listened to my Russian colleague, and he talked about task forces and diplomacy and less criticism of the Syrian regime. Where has that gotten us? It hasn't gotten us anywhere.
Haley also said the Syrian government of Bashar al-Assad has been emboldened by its continued protection from Moscow. Pope Francis and Egypt's Grand Imam of Al-Azhar, Sheikh Ahmed Al-Tayeb, embraced as they attended a peace conference in Cairo, the applause sustained by members of both Christian and Muslim clergy. Pope Francis began a two-day visit to Egypt on Friday, where he will promote peace between Christians and Muslims after a bombing at a Coptic Christian church killed 45 people. Francis was greeted at Cairo Airport by Egypt's Prime Minister Sharif Ismail. He told reporters there his visit is a voyage of unity and fraternity, and while his trip will last less than 2 days, he said it would be very intense. Egypt is still under a state of emergency after the bombing of the Coptic church this month. A telephone hotline set up by the Trump administration to allow people to report crimes by illegal immigrants is being snarled by protesters and pranksters. Now, the hotline, called the Victims of Immigration Crime Engagement Office, that's VOICE as an acronym, was launched Wednesday by a U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Critics took to social media to mock it and urged people to call the hotline to report space aliens. One critic, Alex McCoy, was one of those urging the prank calls. He said it was a chance to push back, hopefully leading to the hotline shutdown. Joe Palca, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.